This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So Dozier, you there, sir?
I'm right here, sir, yeah.
Vernon Dozier is joining us. You've been teaching high school for how long?
I've been a high school teacher, a high school educator for 18 years. And I've enjoyed every minute of it, and I've come to this decision, regrettably, but I think that it's really kind of a thankless job, you know.
Well, we were discussing, I think a lot of our listeners will be interested in this. You share a lot with your students.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what it was that you were sharing with your students over the last few days.
What I had been talking to them about was the very real possibility that a tsunami-like event could hit the west coast of the United States. There are geologic studies that would support that, but I feel that we could be very much into the very real likelihood of a devastating earthquake and tidal wave that could attack the west coast of the United States, and that George Bush, who I did not vote for, is keeping this information from the American people, because I don't think George Bush cares if the entire west coast goes to hell and burns in hell forever.
Why do you say that?
The obvious reason: the west coast didn't support him in the election. I think he knows this. I think he is hoping for it.
I mean, look, to put any nefarious connotation you want on George Bush, you really believe that he would like to see the entire West Coast destroyed in an earthquake and tsunami?
I think that it would not bother George Bush one bit if a portion of the country that did not support him through two elections is hit with a Holocaust-style disaster. And I've shared this with my students. I have told them, it is my personal belief, and only my belief, that I think George Bush is that low, and that's only my personal belief, Phil.
All right.
That he is purposely keeping from the American people geologic information that we have now in our possession that indicate that has a very high probability of a devastating Holocaust-style earthquake that could mean the lives of millions and millions of people in a horrifying death. And I think he's trying to keep it from us. Now, I told my students this, and I told them it with this proviso. I said, I would appreciate it very much, and I think you know what I'm talking about, if you not run home and tell your parents. Students have a way of telling their parents everything that happens in the classroom.
And parents have a way of asking kids.
Well, I understand that, but most kids know that when their parents say to them, how did it go in school today, most kids are going to say...
Well, I know my kids, they say fine, and that's it.
That's right. They just say, well, it went fine. But I knew that what I was telling the kids was something that needed to be said to this generation of young people. And
why did you not want them to tell their parents?
Because I felt that their parents are probably mostly Bush supporters that would try to dissuade the kids.
But isn't that the parents' choice?
Isn't that the parents' choice? When it comes to education, I take a backseat to nobody. Raising a child, that's fine. When it comes to education, I take a backseat to nobody. So they may have that choice, I don't know. But I told them, don't say anything to your parents. Now, I said that last Friday, right after the news of the tsunami hit. As of Monday yesterday, I find out that even though I told the kids, don't go home and tell your parents what we've been talking about here, that the Bush administration very likely hopes, and I say that with a capital H, hopes that a large, devastating, tsunami-style holocaust envelops the West Coast. Please don't tell your parents. Now, even though I said that, as of Monday, I get a call, sure enough, from this one young lady who I have in a class, from her father, who's upset, and I knew it, that it would be her, this kid, because I've always seen this young girl as a backstabber and a liar. And I announced to my class today that as the result of a liar in the class, and I didn't point out who, but I knew who it was, I am stepping down as a teacher. And it's a tough decision.
Do you think you're being unfair putting this on this kid?
You know, putting it on the student?
Yeah.
How am I being unfair? I mean, I said to them, don't go home and tell your parents, and she ran home and squealed it out to them, probably squealed it as soon as she got through the kitchen door. came into the kitchen just squealing away about Mr. Dozier says this and that. I looked him in the eye and I said, don't tell your parents. And she lied to me. So I have...
So because of that, you've decided to give up 18 years as an educator at a private school. You've put a lot of kids, I'm sure, into college.
Yes, I have.
I know you're the coach of the varsity team there. You've done very well.
We've had a very good run, yes, sir. We have, Phil. Instead, I'll tell you something that I can't abide, and that's a student looking me in the face and lying to me.
Well, you're telling these kids something that's pretty scary. You're saying...
Absolutely, but I'm saying it to them because I want them to know it, okay? I don't want them to run home and tell their daddy, hey, daddy, Mr. Dozier said that George Bush... God.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking this hour about students, should they share with their parents what they hear in class? Don't you think that students should share with their parents?
I think that students should share with their parents unless the teacher says to them, don't bring this home to your parents.
But in that instance, now you have a student caught between loyalties, to a teacher or to a parent.
That is true, yes.
And you're saying the loyalty belongs to the teacher.
When it comes to information, Mr. Hendry, that a teacher has been able to look at, to review, and to analyze as only a teacher can, yes, I think the student's loyalty is to the teacher. You go running home to your waitress mother or to your grease monkey father, or whatever. Well, I'm not trying to denigrate what a man does for a living, but you go home to some of these people that, you know, the last book they picked up was a TV guide or what have you, and you say to them highly technical information about how George Bush wants to murder every living creature on the West Coast because of what happened in the election, and a tsunami and an earthquake is very likely on the West Coast. Don't let anybody fool you, Mr. Hendry.
Where were you getting this information?
This was in the news.
I read that there was a geologic possibility that we have the same tectonic conditions.
The same tectonic conditions. Those are a lot of big words you're using, but I'm telling you that.
Well, sir, I'm not an educator. I don't claim to be as educated as you.
I'm telling you right now, from what I know as a teacher, there is a high probability that what happened in South Asia will look like a Girl Scout cookie exchange compared to what's going to hit the West Coast. And think about it. If you're a religious man, and I am, and you believe in the revenge of the Lord, the wrath, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. If he laid that on the people down there, down in Chinatown down there, what do you think he's going to lay on us? Because if there is ever a country that deserved a cataclysm, it's the United States of America. And George Bush knows this and doesn't give a sweet, hot rat, you know what. Now, I told my students that, and then I looked them in the eye and I said, don't tell your parents.
And this one girl went home and told her parents, as they would.
Right. So she lied to me. She betrayed me. She stuck a shank so deep in my back that I could look down at it and probably cut some meat with it coming out of my stomach. That's what she did to me.
Well, if you're making the decision to quit teaching as the result of what you call a student's betrayal, I think you're making a mistake.
I don't understand how your opinion should matter.
Well, I'm just telling you, man to man. Okay.
Well, man to man, this one girl, the student, this girl who I tried to be nice to, who I thought was very, you know, she was attractive and everything. And
how old was she?
These are 17-year-old kids.
Well, I don't know about her being attractive.
Well, I'm just saying, I tried to be nice to her, and she lied to me. And she ran home and told me. See, well, I've had an email exchange with her, and I thought I had an understanding with her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier, who is a teacher at Belmar Academy who wants to resign. He wants to quit because he said something in class. He asked the kids not to repeat it to their parents. One of them did, a student who he, quote, thought he had an understanding with, a young lady. And the information that he was talking about in his classroom is his belief that a cataclysm not unlike what hit South Asia could very well hit the west coast of the United States, and that George Bush doesn't care because he wants to murder everybody on the west coast for not supporting him in the election. really, in my opinion, the question is here, where does a kid's loyalty lie? With a teacher or with telling their parent what the teacher said in class that day? I personally think their loyalty ultimately has to lie with their parent. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with educator Vernon Dozier on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You are depressed, right?
I think you'd have to be depressed to do that.
Well, all right. I'm talking with Vernon Dozier. You've gone from being a great educator, sir. It sounds like you're hitting bottom here when you're talking about...
I haven't hit bottom, Mr. Hendry. What has happened to me is, and I warn every other educator out there, don't ever become attached to a student and really think highly of a student or want to help a student only to have her go home and stick a knife in your back so deep that it's coming, it's shooting straight out the other side. You could pick your teeth with on the other side. And because of that, and I had spent 4 months at the Raleigh Clinic, and that is in Aberdeen, New Mexico, because of my addiction to methamphetamine, and I was able to clean myself and to return to teaching. And I stand a very, very real chance of returning to using again. And
You're that depressed about the fact that this student... Look, at what you're telling the kids is pretty strange.
It's not strange, sir.
Well, you're telling the kids that there is the possibility of a tsunami-like condition, an earthquake and a tidal wave. It'll hit the West Coast, and George Bush doesn't care because he wants to kill everybody on the West Coast. But don't tell your parents what I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. I get it. You think I'm crazy, too, don't you? Okay, now I get it.
No, I don't think you're crazy. No, who said you're crazy?
This girl's father said that I was out of my mind. He said I was out of my mind. He called me mad. And what I was trying to say to these young people is what every educator has a duty to say, and that is the truth. I just simply said to them, don't go running home and squealing it to your parents because I'm going to hear from those god...
I have to ask you, are you all right, sir?
I'm fine, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Judy first. Hi, Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Okay. Mr. Dozier, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, if President Bush is trying to keep this a secret, how do you think he got the information? And do you not think if that were came from someone and that is a fact, that it would leak out and several other people would know this and it would eventually get all over the whole United States?
No, ma'am.
And
to answer your question very soon, why not? Because the United States government has a way of keeping secrets from us. They've been doing it for years. They've been keeping information. They kept all the atomic testing of the 50s quiet. They kept testing of the syphilis tests, the LSD tests, the late 60s that were being done by the CIA. They kept all that quiet. So why wouldn't they keep quiet the fact that they are hoping and praying that every living Christian soul on the West Coast gets murdered by a tsunami?
Oh, well, you know, you're putting this in a very dramatic way.
I think, okay.
Well, you know, you,
this
you know, boy,
girl,
I tell you.
Stabbed you
man,
in the
I
back.
Don't like it when someone laughs at me. Huh?
Mr. Dozier, the girl that you say stabbed you in the back, did she stand up and say, I will not tell my parents?
Did she tell you that? They don't have to. When I tell them something, they do it.
Well, she didn't lie to you. You're saying she lied to you. Every child in any class has the right to go home and say what any teacher has said to them. Because if the students don't do that, teachers could just go off the wall and tell every kind of thing similar to what you've done.
Can I say?
I mean, you must think President Bush is some kind of devil or something. Are you a Christian?
Am I a Christian?
Are you a Christian?
Judy, there was a time when I would have been proud to say I'm a Christian, but today I have gone back. I'm doing the way of the devil. I'm beginning to use methamphetamines again as a result of what she did to me.
Are you snorting that stuff right now?
Yes, sir, I am.
You're snorting methamphetamine right now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
You don't understand.
The child didn't cause your problems.
Look,
you're old enough.
When I tell her, how did she come? I was nice to her. I had an email relationship with her. And I'll tell you something else. When she turned 18, I would have been proud to maybe ask her out.
Well, we've gone down another avenue now. I have nothing else to say.
Okay. This is really... Thank you very much, Judy. I can hear you chopping out lines.
I'm sorry?
I can hear you cutting out lines. I'm sorry. I mean, think about what's happening in your life. Think about what you are a teacher of young people, and a good one.
You going to give me a speech now?
No, I don't want to give you a speech, but you were helping young people, and you're using methamphetamine. Look, if you're snorting that crank, you're going to get...
Don't tell me, Mr. Andrew, please don't tell me I'm paranoid, because I've had these views long before I got back on that crystal. You know, God, nobody understands. Nobody understands what I'm trying to say.
All right, let me go over here to Robin. Robin, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yes. This teacher nerd thing was talking about President Bush being a murderer. What do you think that hit the John Kerry, the one he voted for, was? He was for abortion. People are for abortion rather than being another Hitler.
That's not murder. Abortion is... Are you kidding? That's not even the same... Are you trying to tell me that a tidal wave that rips a baby to shreds is worse than is not as bad? Yeah, come on.
Bush ain't God. He didn't make that earthquake over there. So
how do you know?
Trying to justify saying that he's a God?
How do you know that he didn't make the earthquake go over there?
Well, wait a minute. What are you saying?
No, but the CIA has ways of manipulating the tectonic plates. We've known this for years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And you know what? If you was my child's teacher, honey, I wouldn't do the calling you. I'd come up to your face there. I mean, you have a one-on-one conversation there, because any teacher that want to call himself a teacher, go get on your crystal meth or whatever you were on. You don't need to be a teacher.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You need to be in a psycho ward.
So you're calling me nuts?
You can take it any way you want.
You know, that's one thing I don't like. I don't care what you like.
That's the whole point of this thing. I don't care what you like.
When I told that kid, you keep your mouth shut about this. I don't want none of you telling your parents.
Who you tell somebody to keep their mouth shut?
I'm telling the kids to keep their mouth shut. I don't want them going home and blathering what I know about Bush.
Hey, you a good example. You don't have no business being up in the school system, then. If you're going to tell children stuff, you won't go home and tell the parents.
Let me ask you a question here.
Go right ahead.
This is Mr. Hendry. Mr. Dozier, it is natural for a student, a Kenny kid, to go home and communicate to their parents.
Right.
Well, that's bull crap.
No, you're a jerk, Rod. Want to be like a child molester, like looking at a 17-year-old girl and telling her she's looking good.
You know, I've had it talking to this cracker, and I'm telling you to terminate the...
Yeah, you're just a dumb Yankee.
You sound like some dumbass out of the hills, and I'll tell you something.
You call yourself a Christian, my girl, now you don't call me a dumb. Ain't no, honey, I'm just a smart man going to put
you know
you
what?
In your place.
I don't even speak... I speak English, and I don't understand what you're saying.
No, you don't speak English.
You better be a good girl, Robin,
English
because if Bush wants, he can set
you
a quake...
You have no morals. That's why you didn't vote for Bush.
You want to know what's going to happen to you?
You
Bush will have an earthquake.
You just like Hitler. You just want to be a baby killer.
I'm Hitler. How dare you... Hey, what are you talking about, baby? Are you talking about abortion? Hey, you know, our earthquake's going to bust up your cement pond.
Hey, I don't live in cement. That's in the cities. I'm in the mountains, honey.
Boy, I'd love to. You know, I want to tell you something, Robin. You laugh at me. I have never hit a woman in my life, but if you were standing in front of me, I'd send you right across the street.
Hey, you
courtesy
ain't seen me
of
yet.
Mr.
I'd love to see
courtesy
you
of Mrs. Thumb and her four
we
daughters.
We wear combat boots, even though we are women. We will
kick
your
tail. This is nuts, okay?
Well, she's calling me. What does she mean, abortions?
Well, she's saying that if it's her belief that abortions are murder.
Well, that's bullcrap.
Oh, it is.
I'm not a murderer.
Oh, do you vote for John Kerry? I think that's what you said, and matter of fact,
you're not a murderer.
Because I've had at least three girlfriends that have had abortions, and I do not consider myself to be a murderer.
And what did you say, you reap what you sow, judgment will come.
You know what? I hope you die in a fire.
I hope the truth comes and smacks you right in the head.
Well, I tell you what, if it does smack me in the head, it'll be in my head, not my head.
It's probably right in your A because you're too stupid to comprehend anything.
You know, I've heard better cackles from a dead hen.
Excuse me?
Will you get off that crank, man? Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Henry Show is back.
But you're saying that you told your students in your class... By the way, what kind of class is this?
Social studies.
All right, your social studies class...
Yeah, it's a combination of history and current events.
All right, but you told the students in your class, I have something I want to say to you, and you went on to say that a tsunami-like catastrophe could strike the West Coast. George Bush has information about this, isn't telling the American people because he doesn't care what happens to the West Coast because they didn't support him in the election. But please don't go home and tell your parents this. Why did you tell them not to tell their parents?
Why did I tell them not to tell their parents? Well, you want the long answer or the short answer?
Give me the short answer.
Because that's my business, not yours. I'm a teacher. Where do you get off at?
No, but give me the answer. Why?
Because I wanted their loyalty, and this one student, her name is Kathleen, I don't want to give the last name, and she and I had an email relationship going, and, you know, I was hoping that when she turned 18, maybe she'd see me in a different way, but I guess that's out the window now.
So you were hoping for a personal relationship with this girl after she turned 18?
Yeah. And she turns around, goes home to her daddy, you know, because she's got a daddy fixation. I know that's why she likes me, because she wants to go home and have her daddy pat her on the butt, say how good, you know, what a god.
All right, I want to take a phone call. This is Shelly. Hi, Shelly. You're a college student, right?
Yes, I am. I go to UCI.
Okay, so we're talking about high school students, but go ahead.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I mean, I was always, you know, a good student, but, like, I don't understand why you think that it's wrong for the children not to go to their parents, because they are technically minors, you know, and the fact that you're telling them these things, I mean, that's actually really scary to someone that age.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but by the same token, I'm telling them something that I want them to eventually go out and act on, and that is, once they become voting members of the public, they can get this guy Bush out of office. But if they go squealing to their parents will stop that plan of attack.
There are other ways to get Bush out of the office, but it's scaring them with a tidal wave that...
Well,
you know,
I'm not scared. I'm telling them the truth. Look, I'll admit to you, and I say this to you as honestly as I can, because in many ways you remind me a lot of Kathleen. What is your name, Shelley?
Oh, God, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, God? What's that mean?
Well... Okay, never mind. Continue.
I'm sitting here tonight in a pool hall in Temple City, California, and I'm using what used to be a very valuable American Express gold card to cut up methamphetamine on a tabletop.
Uh-huh.
That's how far I've fallen.
Okay.
Because of her.
Okay.
What do you mean because of her? I, this is a high school student, a minor.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Shelly here is almost... Well, how old are you, Shelly? 19?
Yes.
You can tell, though. Listen to that voice. She could bust a man's heart into 58 different pieces.
Well, what I don't understand is why you feel the need to tell these children this, or adults, young adults, whatever you want to call them, to scare them with these tactics to get them to vote against Bush.
I'm not...
Now, when I was in high school, I was with a very democratic civics teacher, and he told me, you know, the facts on Bush. He told me the facts on the different, you know, presidential races.
Yeah.
And he did convince me not to vote for Bush.
Can I
but
ask
he
you?
Did not have to scare me like you have done so.
Have you? Did you have some kind of a...
Excuse me?
Well, I just was at this teacher you had in high school. Do you have a kind of understanding?
He was my teacher, and I got along with him.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean...
No, that's wrong. That first of all, I was a minor. Second of all, he was an old man and he was married. And third of all, I don't think that anyone should ever attempt to have a relationship with that. Because first of all, it's very, very wrong. It's against the law.
You know, you sound so much like Kathleen.
You know, everything that you're saying, I guess.
You sound just like her. Even when
no, you're spoiling innocence. Do you understand
Yeah, don't
that?
You understand that these are young people who shouldn't be scared? And
I'm not trying to scare them. I'm trying to alert them to what Bush wants to do. Why won't... Oh, God, that burns. Why won't anybody hear me?
Will you stop snorting that crap?
Because you're because you're snorting freaking meth. Well, who the hell is going to listen to a drug addict who has fallen so far from grace that he's now in a bar... smoking crack, and he thinks that calling into a radio station and preaching to everybody in the whole world how horrible Bush is of a person. Yes, he may be a bad president. Yes, a great deal of the nation does disagree with what he says, but he is our president, and we're just going to have to deal with that. But you do not have the right, as a teacher, you took an oath saying that you would not do those things. You cannot have relations with minors. You cannot preach
to people
your opinion.
I'm waiting until she's 18. Ain't that good enough?
No, that's horrible. You're seducing innocence. Disgusting.
You know, Shelley, at another time, another place, you and I might have been friends.
God, are you kidding?
Are you putting me on?
Who are you? Oh, you're the host. Look, have you ever danced with a white pony, Shelley?
What is your problem? How dare you talk to me like that? You don't even know me.
I'm just dare you talk to you like I said. Have you danced with a white pony?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Has she ever danced with a white pony? I mean,
has she ever snorted crank?
Off a hunting knife.
What is your problem? What is your problem? You need to seriously clean yourself up, realize what you're saying to people. Yes, you might have an opinion, and yes, maybe some people, maybe
you know,
not normal people, want to hear what you have to say, but they're not going to listen to you when you're snorting meth.
It's just that the sound of your voice reminds me so much of her. You go,
what is your problem?
That's the way she talks. And
well, do you like that?
I like a woman who's stern with me, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, sir.
Oh, my God.
You know, of all the things...
I asked the lady a question, and I want a direct answer. Have you ever danced with a white pony?
No, I've never danced with the freaking white pony.
All right, then number two question. Do you eat a box lunch?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What are you talking to this lady about?
I can't... it's the only way I can put it as a gentleman. Do you eat a box lunch?
What
does that mean? Do you eat a box lunch?
Is she a lesbian?
Well, then just freaking
what
say
it. What does it matter? Why do you need to know that? Is there something in my answering you that's going to make it better? Or what? What does that
I'm
mean?
I'm just saying, Shelley, you and me, a bag of pixie dust in a room in Vegas. Are you trying to tell me that's not a good time? Savvy?
What is wrong with you?
Shelley, I thank you very much.
What is the problem?
You're being very inappropriate. You're being stupid.
You're calling me stupid, and Bush wants to waste the West Coast. Oh, okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Mr. Genius. Shelley goes to UCI. She'll be coming out of a class, a chemistry class, an anthropology class, and she looks up, and what does she see? A wall of water 50 feet high, and Bush could have stopped it. But no, he wants to kill her and every Christian soul.
He hung up. That is so messed up.
I mean, is this a guy? The guy started out okay, but I think as he was doing line after line, things began to just get really hyper-paranoid.
I just can't believe a teacher would scare students like that. I just don't.
Hold on
I
for a minute.
I can't comprehend that.
Hold on for a minute. You don't hang up on me, sir, and then call back.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
Well, you've...
Shelley, all I want you to do is look me up next time you're thinking about the white pony, okay? Savvy?
Yeah, or not.
Or not. God, sounds so youthful.
Sure.
You know, you just want to go home and talk to your daddy.
Oh, look, you know, I'm getting rid of him. All right, thanks a lot, Shelley, for your call.
You hang up on me?
No, you hung up. Get out of here! What did you just say?
I said I'd love to slap her face with a bag of dope.
Well, that's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouthful of it.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hal, go ahead.
Hey, Phil. Hal Lavalier, how are you doing? Enjoy your program very thoroughly.
How are you, sir? Where are you?
Phil, I want to tell you we have had a bit of an accident. By the way, that last gentleman who was snorting the... What do you call it?
Phil, hi, Viola. Give me the phone. I'll tell him.
Hi, Phil. Viola Lavalier, how are you, dear?
I'm good, hon. One of you guys should use the phone.
Well, we have a flat tire, and Hal's trying to change it, don't
you? I know what I'm doing.
And who is the gentleman you had on who was starting the crank, I guess is what you call it?
Yeah, the methamphetamine. His name's Vernon Dozier.
Oh, my God, Vernon Dozier.
Huh?
Vernon Dozier.
What? Vernon Dozier! Phil, Hal Lavalier.
Yeah, well, look at if you're changing a flat, where are you?
We're on the 405, not a problem. But I gotta ask you, Quay, listen, we get such a kick out of you, and we get so much enjoyment out of you, and I hate to have to ask yet even another favor. You make us laugh, you make us cry. I need for you to help me change a flat for sweet Jesus Almighty, because I can't...
Phil, we've got a flat tire, and Hal doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground.
Hal?
He wants you.
Huh?
He wants you.
What? He wants you! Yeah, Phil.
What do you need, man?
Well, I want you to walk me through changing a flat, because of Jesus Pete's sake almighty, I wouldn't know. You know, we fly everywhere.
Well, I was going to say, you guys are always calling me from your plane.
That's correct. So what do I...
All right, here, look. What kind of car you got?
We got a Lincoln. We have we got the town car. I had my Beamer's in, as you know. It's in, and I don't know when those freaking krauts are going to get that, but anyway...
No, we have a Cadillac.
A Cadillac? Why do you call it a town car?
Because he's a dumbass.
Oh, it's a Cadillac, Phil.
All right. So you have the jack?
Huh?
The jack.
The what?
So you got a jack.
I don't know jack.
Get your wife.
What do you say?
Get your wife.
He wants you.
Of course he wants me.
He wants to talk.
Yes, Phil.
All right. Does he have a jack?
Yeah, he has a jack.
All right, you take the lug wrench.
The what?
The lug wrench, for God's sake. It's a wrench. It's going to get the lug nuts off the car.
Where's he wants your nuts?
What do you want about my nuts?
Get him, please hang up on this guy. God almighty, how stupid. At least they're not flying this week. At least they can't crash. Maybe they'll call back. Oh, what a freak. Hal and Viola, man. They should get together with Vernon and snort crank off a hunting knife. I think that would be a Friday night to remember. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tomorrow night we'll have Bobby Dooley on the Phil Henry Show, and if you want to hear any part or portion or segment of the Phil Henry Show, we have a 30-day archive. That means we have complete shows in our archives for 30 days. We also have our comedy archive. And our number is 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Now, I wanted to get to some... Wait a second. Yeah, David?
I got to talk to you about something.
I'm sorry to interrupt your program.
Well, you've had hasn't bothered you before.
But look, don't get smart with me. Did you do a promo tonight for the local station?
For L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did it say?
Oh, man.
What did it say?
It said, it was a promo. It said, you may not hear my show for much longer.
Why'd you do that?
Because that's the way I do promos. Sometimes I can't think of anything to say, so I'll just do something scary.
Well, it freaked them out.
What freaked what out?
Don't do that again.
Do what again?
You may not hear my show much longer.
I was screwing around, man. If there's one thing about my show, it's full of crap.
Well, then you can say that again.
Okay, it's full of crap.
You can say that again. It's full of crap.
Right. Show is crap from beginning to end. When I'm serious about something, I'll let you know.
Hey, wait a second. You're talking to the vice president of syndication. Why am I letting you talk to me like this?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm making you.
Queer.
All right, let me look at some email here. Dear Phil, you weren't kidding. I heard that ad, and I could hear some weird sound coming out of Florence Henderson's mouth. Yes, it was her rattling dentures, but it is a commercial about dentures, and so I guess you got to hear her teeth rattle around, and that's, I think it sells the product very well, because at the very end of the commercial, suddenly there's no noise coming from her mouth except her voice. Isn't that what it's supposed to be, bud?
Boy, you really put your foot in it now.
Says, yo, Phil, what was the name of that flick with the headhunters hunting the Rock Hudson dude you were talking about? Sounds kind of like the Botswana and South African version of Deliverance. No, Jason from Morgan Hill. The movie is called The Naked Prey. It's with Cornel Wilde, and it takes place in... He's running by himself from these natives who are chasing him down. They gave him a head start because he at least didn't disrespect them as much as the other white guys that they cooked and ate. And he says, P.S., where's my Ted's Honolulu bowling shirt? Well, you have to send us the money first. God. Yeah, that's right, man. I think I'll just send you some... I'll send you some shirts for free. What happened to the rest of the email? I don't know where it is. I had a whole mailbag full of crap here. Here it says mailbag, and there's nothing in it. Huh?
It was on top of the mailbag.
What was
it?
Is this all of that?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Sorry. Dear Mr. Henry, on yesterday's show, you were praising the U.S.'s efforts in the tsunami relief work, in particular their impressive amount of $350 million in aid. You contrasted that with Europe's puny efforts and did your usual Europe bashing, all of it pretty entertaining. Then you hit us with an astounding piece of misinformation of tsunami proportions. You said Japan, historically the recipient of U.S. aid in the world's second largest economy, was giving a whopping $500,000. I was blown over with that seismic, torrential misstatement of the facts, delivered in perfect obliviousness. For you see, Japan is donating $500 million, not $500,000. Your fan, Arthur Chen.
Well, see, there you go.
That's got nothing to do with it, bud. Well, Arthur, you're wrong. Japan is only donating $500,000. And I find that just disgusting. You'd think they'd have a little bit more money than that. Those of you who think they're donating $500 million, your information is wrong. Remember, February 5th, we're not live in Tucson, Arizona. I'm not doing a show there. I'm just doing an appearance. But anyway, we're doing a personal appearance. We'll be signing our new CD. Grab a Best of Phil Henry 2004 CD online or call 877-616-7445. The Phil Henry Show, making history every day in radio. Not that anybody in the radio business would notice.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Extremism.